Blog Talk Radio.
Father, I come before you in praise, worship, and adoration. Thank you for sending your Son, Jesus Christ, to give me life, to give me forgiveness, to give me a place in your family. Thank you for sending your Holy Spirit to guide me and empower me in my daily life and ministry. Heavenly Father, open my eyes that I may see your greatness, that I may see your majesty, that I may see your victory on my behalf. Let the Assyrians be broken in my land, break in pieces the gates of brass and cut the bars of irons. I break every yoke from off my neck. I burst all the bonds in the name of Jesus Christ. Break them with the rod of iron and dash them in pieces like a potter's vessel. Break the arm of the wicked. Break their teeth, O God, in their mouths. Break the teeth of the young lions. Let the oppressor be broken in pieces. Let the arms of the wicked be broken. Let the arms of the wicked be broken. Let the kingdom of darkness be broken. Let the foundation of the wicked be broken. Let the kingdoms of Babylon be broken. Let all the bowels of the wicked be broken. I break in pieces the horse and the rider. I break in pieces the chariot and the rider. I break in pieces the captains and the rulers. Let your word out of my mouth be like a hammer that breaks the rocks in pieces. Break down every wall erected by the enemy against my life and this ministry. I break down every altar erected by the enemy against my life and this ministry in the name of Jesus Christ. Let the idols and images of the land be broken by your power, O Lord. I break and disannul every demonic covenant made by my ancestors in the name of Jesus Christ. I bind and cast out the spirit of Apollyon, Adadan, in the name of Jesus. I am redeemed from destruction. I break all curses of destructions in my ministry, my family, and bloodline in the name of Jesus. I renounce all pride that would open the door for destruction. Rescue my soul from destructions, O Lord. Send your word and deliver me from any destructions. The destroyer cannot come into my life or ministry or family in the name of Jesus. The destroyer cannot destroy my prosperity. I am delivered from destruction that wastes at noonday. There is no wasting or destruction within my border. I will enter in the gate. I will enter in the straight gate, and I will not walk in the path that leads to destruction. I bind the spirit of mammon and leads to destruction. I will keep my mouth and avoid destruction. I bind and rebuke the spirit of poverty that leads to destruction. I rebuke all destruction from my gate in the name of Jesus. I close up any breach in my life that would give Satan and demons access in the name of Jesus. I pray for every broken edge in my life to be restored in the name of Jesus. I stand in gap and make up the edge in the name of Jesus. I repent and receive forgiveness for my sin that has opened the door for any spirit to enter and operate in my life or ministry. I am a rebuilder of the wall and a repairer of the breach. I renounce all crooked speech that would cause a breach in the name of Jesus Christ. Bind up all my breaches, O Lord. Let every breach be stopped in the name of Jesus. Let my walls be salvation and my gates praise. I pray for an edge of protection around my mind, my body, my finances, my possessions, my family and ministry in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, I thank you. The enemy will not eat my flesh, break my bones, and put me in his cauldron. Lord, deliver and protect me from every pot of evil in the name of Jesus. Lord, deliver me from the boiling pot of pride. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.
Jesus is mine, oh, what a poor creature,
Proclaiming Jesus Christ throughout the world by honoring the Great Commission. I'm your host, Reverend Donald Davis, coming to you from Elmont, New York. You will be there every Wednesday and Sundays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We will not be taking any calls, but if you have questions, please email us at hodminister@gmail.com, or you could write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. You can visit our social Christian network at www.myhocm.ning.com. I'm sorry. Our online bookstore at www.houseofchristbookstore.com. Our online Bible Institute at www.houseofchristbibleinstitute.org. Our online Bible College at www.houseofchristbiblecollege.org. You can also visit our affiliated School of Ministry, House of David Ministries and the Tony Owens Ministries at www.reverseofrevival.com. You can visit us at www.foodforthepoor.org/Christ Ministries. House of Christ Ministries, Inc. now supports Food for the Poor. We need your financial support to raise funds to assist their efforts. Food for the Poor is helping the poorest of poor in 17 Latin American and Caribbean countries, including Jamaica. There are no easy fix when it comes to poverty. Your donation will help to alleviate some of the pressing issues facing the poor. I pray that you'll find it in your hearts to give. You can visit us at www.foodforthepoor.org/Christ Ministries. All donations will be appreciated. All donations are tax deductible under Internal Revenue Code, Section 501(c)(3). If you prefer to mail a check, please make it payable to Food for the Poor, Inc., and it should be mailed to 6401 Lyons Road, Coconut Creek, Florida, 33073. Please write on the check's memo line SC80192 to ensure proper tracking. God bless you as we continue on this spiritual journey, and I pray that you'll find it in your heart to make a donation.
Jesus is mine, oh, what a voice, praise the glory divine.
Christ Ministries, Inc. is a member of the Tony Owens Ministries, Inc. We are an apostolic ministry that shares the gospel of Jesus Christ through a variety of mediums, from our reader broadcast every Sunday and Wednesdays, proclaiming Jesus Christ throughout the world and honoring the Great Commission at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, our monthly mailing lessons, our social Christian network, our online Bible Institute and Bible College, our posting of words of the day on numerous websites. We are reaching hundreds throughout the world for Jesus Christ. It is our desire to take the uncompromised and anointed Word of God to the whole world, starting with our local community, bringing lost souls to a practical relationship with Jesus Christ. Our mission at House of Christ Ministries is to proclaim Jesus Christ throughout the world and prepare believers and non-believers how to live independently and have dominion to reign over the enemies of this world. We encourage you to sow into this ministry for the furtherance of the gospel of Jesus Christ and winning souls for the kingdom. Your prayer and financial support are important components to bringing the gospel to a lost and hurting world. Together, we can make a difference. If you would like to send your prayer request or share a testimony or make a donation or love offering, please contact us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Helmond, New York, 11003. Or you could email us at hodminister@gmail.com. All donations are tax deductible under Internal Revenue Code Section 501C3. Dr. Oswald J. Smith once said, "Any church that is not seriously involved in helping fulfill the Great Commission has forfeited its biblical rights to exist." As we continue on this spiritual journey, proclaiming Jesus Christ throughout the world and honoring the Great Commission, our number one goal is Jesus Christ. Our mission is souls, and our vision is the last day's book of Acts. I encourage you to join us every Sunday and Wednesdays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Our lesson for tonight is the origins of gods. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Heavenly Father, we thank you once again for this opportunity and this privilege to spread your word and to proclaim your Son Jesus Christ throughout the world. Lord, we pray that souls will be saved and our people be touched by your word. We pray, O Lord, that the Holy Spirit will dwell within me, and that every word that proceed from my mouth will be sanctified by the Holy Spirit and will not return void. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you to be chosen as your servant. I pray that you bless this show tonight, Lord. Cover me, O Father, in the name of Jesus, from every attack of the enemies, O God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you and I bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. The lesson tonight, the origins of gods. The question in the minds of many is, with so many different religions, how do we know which one is right and who God is? Because of this question, many include popular people of our day, such as Oprah Winfrey, say that there are many ways to God and that God can be called by many names. I want to declare to you without reservation that this statement is the furthest from the truth. We appropriate to God things that we who are human and lesser would never accept in regards to ourselves, such as if someone calls you a name that you did not recognize, would you answer? Of course not. So why do we think that God, who is greater in intelligence, strength, wisdom, and knowledge, would cause great confusion in the world by being called many different names and representing many different religious beliefs? In our efforts not to offend some, we lie and deceive all. Let me declare to you the great truth, which I know will offend some, yet inform and liberate others. And this truth is, there is only one true and living God. Once again, there is only one true and living God, the triune God. I boldly declare that there is only one God with three distinct personalities, God the Father, God the Son, which is Jesus Christ, the Word, and God the Holy Spirit, that has a soul that lives in a body. But yet, you are one person. The only true and living God created all things, including the angels, fallen angels, demonic entities that are fallen creatures, people of all races and cultures, planets, solar system, galaxies, the universe, heaven, hell, and every other thing that was created. In the Holy Bible, the Gospel of John tells us of this in chapter 1, verses 1 through 3. It reads, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. Here we have the Bible, the infallible Word of God, giving historic detail regarding the creation of all things and who it was who did this. Here we see it was the Word of God that created all things. When God creates, he does not do as man does and take materials already in existence and recognize it to become something. Rather, God calls something into existence from nothingness. For example, many scientists believe in the Big Bang theory, in which they say that the universe had some kind of cosmic collision of dust particles, causing the planets and other stellar bodies to come into existence. Beloved, I believe that this is true, yet it is only part of the equation of what happened. Let me fill in some of the missing things. First, God made a decision to create the universe. Then he decided how he was going to do it, and what materials that he was going to bring or speak into existence to do with it. He decided that he would use dust particles. And so he may have said, let there come from nothing dust particles, and let them collide at great rates of speed, causing planetary bodies to form, and let some be permanent light fixtures in the heavens, giving off light and heat, and let them be called stars, and let them rule over the solar system and galaxies. You see, man's mind is limited in that it can only imagine recreation from things already in existence, while God, who is the creator, does not need existing materials to create. It is here that even the most intelligent of scientists fail to ask the question, where do the dust particles come from that caused the Big Bang to happen? They fail to go to the root of creation. Although fallen man cannot comprehend the dynamics of spoken creation from nothingness, the born-again Christian has their minds renewed by God, affording them the opportunity to see things how the true and living God sees them. Science is flawed, and in that, it can only acknowledge what it can see or theoretically test. But how do you test the creation of something from nothing? That can only come from the one who rules all, whose science does not acknowledge the existence of, causing them not to benefit from his omniscience, having absolute and all knowledge. Idolatry. In the Holy Bible, the book of Exodus chapter 20, verses 3 through 6, we are told of the fact that there is only one God, and that we are not to worship anything or anyone else. It reads, "Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, or any likeness of anything that is in heaven, above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the sea. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them, for I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments." Seeing this scripture, we must consider, where did all this foolish humanistic theology come from, wherein they say that there are many gods and many ways to God. Worshipping all of these things is called idolatry. What is idolatry? The Merriam-Webster Collegiate Dictionary, 10th edition, states that it is the worship of a physical object as a god. It is also immoderate, exceeding or going just past usual or suitable bounds, attachment or devotion to something. This is how some sports fans, music fans, etc., act towards stars. They are excessive and go beyond suitable bounds regarding their devotion to a team, person, or organization. The Hebrew word for idolatry is shaipin, pronounced Tarafim, meaning a family, idol, or images. Teraphim. Idolatry is the worship of anyone or anything other than the one true living God. This includes the worship of gods in other religions that are not of the triune God, or people, stars, politicians, all people, animals, or things. Idolatry or worship of false God is false religion, and it is a great sin, because it exalts the creation, fallen angels masquerading as gods, people, animals, the earth, the moon, and star, etc. And all these are placed above the true creator. The first mention of physical idol, the first mention of false deities, physical statues, in the Holy Bible is when Rachel stole her father Laban's idol, which they call images in the book of Genesis, chapter 31, verse 19. The American Heritage Dictionary of the English Language defines image as a reproduction of the appearance of someone or something, especially a sculptured likeness. These physical images have two meanings. The first is to resemble some form or representation of the being that is being worshipped, and the second is to cause those worshipping it to imagine from the root or image this representation as God. These idols and spiritual forces behind them that sought to use the form of idols or images to gain reflected worship. What is the origins of gods? The question that we must now ask is, where do false gods who propagate false religions and idolatry come from? Let us start by examining the Greek word for gods, as it is mentioned in the Holy Bible, the book of Acts of the Apostles, the 14th chapter and the 11th verse. Here the Greek word for gods is daimion, pronounced daimion, meaning demonic being, a deity, devil or god. So here we have the root of false deities and religions, which is demonic, brings that want to be deity or gods. The next question that we must then ask is, what happened to create demonic beings who sought to become gods? As I have stated earlier, the one true living God created everything, both angels and all creation. Yet, to be honest, he never created demonic beings. They actually are a result of rebellion against the true and living God. In reality, there was a revolt in heaven against the one true living God by a high-ranking angel called Lucifer In the Holy Bible, the book of Isaiah chapter 14, verses 12 through 17, which reads, "How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which didst weaken the nations? For thou hast said in thine heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. Yet thou shalt be brought down to hell, to the sides of the pit. They that see thee shall narrowly look upon thee and consider thee, saying, Is this the man that made the earth to tremble, that did shake kingdoms, that made the world as a wilderness, and destroyed the cities thereof, that opened not the house of his prisoners? Lucifer is also called Satan, and he was a beautiful high-order angel called a cherub. In the Holy Bible, the book of Ezekiel, chapter 28, verses 12 through 19, it speaks of him before he rebelled against God. It reads, Son of man, take up a lamentation upon the king of Tyrus, and say unto him, Thus saith the Lord God, Thou sealest up the sun, full of wisdom and perfect in beauty. Thou hast been in Eden and the garden of God. Every precious stone was thy covering, the sardius, topaz, and the diamond, and the beryl, and the onyx, and the jasper, the sapphire, the emerald, and the carbuncle, and gold. The workmanship of thy tabrets and of the pipes was prepared in thee the day that thou wast created. Thou art the anointed cherub that covereth, and I have set thee so. Thou wast upon the holy mountain of God. Thou wast walk up and down in the midst of the stones of fire. Thou wast perfect in thy ways from the day that thou wast created, till iniquity was found in thee. By the multitude of thy merchandise they have filled the midst of thee with violence, and thou hast sinned. Therefore I will cast thee as profane out of the mountain of God, and I will destroy thee, O covering cherub, from the midst of the stones of fire. Thine heart was lifted up because of thy beauty. Thou hast corrupted thy wisdom by reason of thy brightness. I will cast thee to the ground, and I will lay thee before kings, that they may behold thee. Thou hast defiled thy sanctuaries by the multitude of thy iniquities, by the iniquity of thy traffic. Therefore will I bring thee to ashes upon the earth in the sight of all them that behold thee. All they that know thee among the people shall be astonished at thee. Thou shalt be a terror, and never shalt thou be any more." Beloved, Satan or Lucifer was an upper-level angel who became prideful because of his perfection and beauty. Not only did he rebel against God, but he caused one-third of all the angelic hosts to rebel with him against God. When Satan fell, he drew in one-third of the angels of heaven. This was probably billions of angels. In the Holy Bible, the book of Revelation of Jesus Christ, chapter 12, verse 4, we read, "And his tail drew the third part of the stars of heaven, and did cast them to the earth. Often in the Word of God, the word star is used to represent the angels, for they shine as stars, giving off radiant light. Satan's purpose for revolt was to become a deity or God himself. He and these angels were defeated by God and cast out of heaven. Satan and his angelic followers fell to earth as lightning. In the Holy Bible, the book of the Gospel of Luke, chapter 10, verse 18 through 19, Jesus said, "And he said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. Behold, I give unto you power to tread upon serpents and scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you." We know that lightning is a factor or element that is common in Earth's atmosphere, so we can deduce that Satan fell to earth. Also, in the Holy Bible, the book of Genesis, chapter 3, verse 1 through 5, we see Satan using a serpent to deceive and tempt mankind into disobeying God, showing us that Satan was on earth early in man's creation. We also see what Jesus Christ declared to his followers regarding authority over serpents. Were representatives of Satan, showing that Satan and his demonic host are still here. When Satan fell to earth, he probably wanted to become his seat or throne of power. Instead, God created man and gave him man dominion over the earth. This probably infuriated Satan and the multitudes of fallen angels that were defeated and cast out of heaven with him. This act, as well as the fact that man was created in God's image to look like God, and likeness made up of three parts like the triune God is, caused Satan to hate man even more and try to destroy him or cause God to destroy them because of the technicality called sin. They tricked Adam and Eve, the first man and woman, created who are the mother and father of all races and humanity, into forfeiting or giving up their dominion through an act of disobedience, sin towards God. These fallen angelic spirits of rankings, they control territories, races of people. As man began to multiply on the earth, these fallen angelic spirits began to carry out Satan's original goal of becoming gods. Their subject or worshippers would be people who were made in God's image. Satan wanted to be above God and worshipped by God. The Gospel of Luke chapter 4, verse 5 through 7, but he could not. And so he tries to get those made in God's image and likeness to worship him. Satan and these fallen angelic beings have now been damned to hell and the lake of fire because of their rebellion against the one true living God. And they try with all their power to cause man, who again was created in the image of God, to go to hell or the lake that burns with fire to be punished with them. They will be punished throughout eternity, forever and ever, never having an end. They accomplish this by causing people of all races and creeds to worship them or reject the one true living God. Satan and fallen angelic spirits introduce false religions. Satan and the other fallen angelic spirits, which we will now refer to as demonic spirits, have introduced doctrines are trains of thoughts to man that cause people of various races to believe lies. Satan is the father of lies, and he uses them to deceive humanity throughout the world, just as he used a lie to cause Adam and Eve to fall by saying if they disobey God and ate of the forbidden fruit, they would become as God. These demonic spirits introduce false religions to national group, races of people, causing these people who believe their lie to worship them as they stand behind the false doctrine, false religions, or false idols, including the worship of those who were deceived to introduce the false doctrines. For example, even in the thought of reincarnation, there is a spirit that propagates this lying idea, which leads people away from the one true and living God. The Holy Bible says in the book of Hebrews chapter 9, verse 27, and as it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this the judgment. This scripture clearly removes the cover of the lie of reincarnation. When we die, God does not take our spirit and soul and put it into another person or animal, and then we die again and repeat the same endless pattern or cycle. If this were so, then where do these souls, spirits come from? For we know that the population is constantly growing. The originators of false religions had visitations from these falling beings, who pose as angels of light and act as God or God's representatives, giving what a human would consider divine wisdom and direction, yet they are workers for the fathers of lie, the devil. These fallen demonic spirits that visit men to deceive them individually with the intent to deceive nations and group of people often come looking like what men and women would consider gods, perhaps having light radiating from them or being illuminated. This would cause people to think that it is God or the gods. Multitudes of people are in false religions that have been started by their forefathers. Instead of them finding out if the religion is actually the truth, they rather follow blindly the same demonic spirits that deceived their predecessors. Beloved, please don't let your allegiance to your family and culture cause you not to seek the truth. It is not worth going to hell for. Please understand that Satan and his demonic hierarchy transform themselves into angels of light, thus deceiving multitude with the lie of false religions and atheism. In the Holy Bible, the book of 2 Corinthians, the 11th chapter, verse 14 through 15, we read, and no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Therefore, it is no great thing if he ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works. They introduce the light of false religion, illuminating the minds of so-called prophets with their lies, and over time deceive multitude, causing them to go to hell. Many of these territorial spirits try to hinder the true word of God from getting to the people in their domain. So they use individual people, the false religious system, and politics to keep out the truth that would set those countries, races of people, and individuals free to receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, who died to pay the penalty for their sins, causing them to have the right to heaven if they would repent and turn to Him for salvation. The ability to look like men. Many of the angels look like the form of men, while others do not. I do know that the angels who were sent to destroy the ancient city of Sodom and Gomorrah resembled men. For the wicked and perverse men of the city wanted to have physical relationship with them. The Holy Bible, the book of Genesis, chapter 19, verse 1 through 28, explains. Beloved, fallen demonic spirits have an intent to influence mankind, first against God, and then to do things that they desire. For example, some demonic spirits cause people to be jealous. In the Holy Bible, the book of Numbers, chapter 5, verse 12, it reads, "And the spirit of jealousy come upon him, and he be jealous of his wife, and she be defiled. Or if the spirit of jealousy comes upon him, and he be jealous of his wife, and she be not defiled." Just like demonic spirits want to influence people to be jealous, as well as act in other ways, their main intent is to turn people from God and cause people to worship them. Nations have been influenced to walk away from the truth of the living God, being deceived by demonic principalities, demonic princes, to worship them. They do not want you to know that it is them that you are worshiping. So they cloak their deception as divine wisdom and enlightenment from God. When nations and people groups follow these spirits, they foster false religions, thus rejecting the one true living God. They damn their children to a godless hell. Please know that God gave man responsibility. One of man's greatest responsibility is to lead their children to God and teach them about God. When a nation or group of people embrace false religions and false ideologies, they also embrace the demonic spirits behind them. Thus, they became idolaters, rejecting the one true and living God, and also cursing their children for many generations by giving them the lie of false religion and introducing them to fallen demonic spirits as gods or gods. Do you really want the truth? Or will you get offended when it's not what you have believed? Many people think that they are worshiping and sacrificing the true living God, but they are worshiping devils. The Holy Bible, the book of Leviticus, chapter 17, verse 7, it tells us that people worshiped the devil. They probably were unaware that they were devils, thinking that they were other gods. It reads, "And they shall no more offer their sacrifices unto devils, after whom they have gone a-whoring. This shall be a statue forever unto them throughout their generations." Also, in the Holy Bible, the 106 book of Psalms, verses 37 through 38, which reads, "Yea, they sacrifice their sons and their daughters unto devils, and shed innocent blood, even the blood of their sons and of their daughters, whom they sacrificed unto the idols of Canaan, and the land was polluted with blood." Beloved, there is only one God, and all other so-called gods or devils or demons that seek worship and sacrifice. Here is the truth. The one true living God is the God of the Christian and Jews. Although the Jewish people have rejected the Lord when they rejected the Messiah, Jesus Christ, all other religions, unbeknown to the people involved, have been deceived to worship fallen demonic spirits through the doctrines of false religion. There is only one God. Not many to fit the many people groups, cultures, and religions. Rather, one God who created all people. In the Holy Bible, the book of Isaiah, chapter 45, verses 5 through 6, it says, "I am the Lord, and there is none else. There is no God beside me. I girded thee, though thou hast not known me, that they may know from the rising of the sun and from the west that there is none beside me. I am the Lord, and there is none else." This is a very difficult truth for many, especially when we live in an age wherein people are pushing tolerance for others' opinion and beliefs and trying to say that one group's truth may not be another's. Yet, truth is not in the eyes of individuals. Rather, truth, if in fact it is truth, must be constant everywhere. God, the one true living God, is God everywhere and over every person, whether groups of people or religions choose to believe him or not, he is still God. He will not force them to serve him, for he made man free moral agents, having the right to choose whom they will serve. Many have decided to follow the traditions of their forefathers, which lead them into worshiping devils through false religions, rather than seeking out who God is for themselves. When God tries to introduce truth to many of these people, they get offended that someone would dare challenge their tradition, not realizing it is God trying to expose them truth by uncovering the demonic spirits that hold them captive through false religions. Even in reading this information, these fallen demonic spirits who influence people with traditions and religions that are not of the one true living God will call those religions or challenge to the truth of this teaching to become offended at this and become angry because they, the fallen demonic spirits, are exposed. These spirits use the threat of death and being cast away by one's family. If you listen to the word of God by reading the Holy Bible, or receive Jesus Christ, or even talk to a Christian about their God, are the device to cause fear in people so that they will not receive the truth of the true living God. If you are one of these people, please do not be afraid. for the one true living God is greater than the threats of people, and he can keep and protect you and give you eternal life, which these others cannot do. It's about the worship. Satan, the devil, has always wanted worship, and has led one third of the angels of God to rebel against the one true living God, to desire worship as well. Again, in the Holy Bible, the Gospel of Luke, chapter 4, verses 5 through 8, we see the devil trying to tempt Jesus in the wilderness. In the midst of his temptation, he exposes his true desire, which is worship. He not only wanted other angels and people to worship him, he also wanted his own creator, God, to worship him. The Gospel of Luke, chapter 4, verse 5 through 8, exposes his plan. It reads, "And the devil, taking him up into a high mountain, showed unto him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. And the devil said unto him, All this power will I give thee, and the glory of them, for that is delivered unto me, and whomsoever I will, I give it. If you therefore will worship me, and shall be thine. And Jesus answered and said unto him, Get thee behind me, Satan, for it is written, Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. Beloved, please know that the enemy created false religion to receive worship, for that has been his intent for a long, long time. It is about who gets the worship. Satan was the covering cherub, the high class of angel. These angels caused worship in heaven. In the Holy Bible, God's Word, the book of Revelation of Jesus Christ, chapter 4, verses 6 through 11, it speaks of what Satan's former job in heaven was. It reads, "And before the throne, there was a sea of glass like unto crystal, and in the midst of the throne and round about the throne were four beasts full of eyes before and behind. And the first beast was like a lion, and the second beast like a calf, and the third beast had a face as a man, and the fourth beast was like a flying eagle. And the four beasts had each of them six wings about them, and they were full of eyes within, and they rest not day and night, saying, Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, which was and is to come. And when those beasts give glory and honor and thanks to him that sat on the throne, who liveth forever and ever, the 24 elders fall down before him that sat on the throne and worship him that liveth forever and ever, and cast their crowns before the throne, saying, Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created." Beloved, here ends part one of our lesson tonight, The Origins of God. And our next show, we will be continuing part two. We pray that this lesson was a blessing to you. We thank you for tuning in to us tonight, and we pray that you'll continue to reach out to us every Sunday and Wednesdays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. To receive copies of these lessons, or to receive copies of previous lessons, please write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. The Word of God is mighty and powerful, and is well able to profoundly influence your lives. When you receive Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you enter into an eternal and unbreakable covenant with God. At that time, all of His promises are available to you if you receive them by faith. As we continue on this spiritual journey, I pray once again that this teaching will be a blessing to you. I will now ask you to join me in prayer for deliverance. Keep my soul and deliver me. Be pleased, O Lord, to deliver me. Make haste, O God, and deliver me. Deliver me in your righteousness. Deliver me, O God, out of the hand of the enemy. Deliver me from my persecutors. Deliver me out of great waters. Deliver me from the oppression of man. Deliver me according to your word. Deliver my soul from lying lips and a deceitful tongue. Deliver me from mine enemies and hide me. Surround me with thongs of deliverance. Command deliverance for my life and ministry. Deliver me from all my fears. Deliver me out of all my troubles. Deliver me from them who hate me. Deliver me out of my distresses. Send your word, O God, and deliver me out of destruction. Deliver me, my Lord, deliver me. Deliver my soul from death, my eyes from tears, and my feet from falling. I call upon the name of Jesus Christ, and I am delivered. Deliver me from the power of the lion. Through your knowledge, I am delivered. Through your wisdom, I am delivered. I receive miracles of deliverance for my life. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray that you'll deliver me from evil. I pray that you'd keep me from evil. No evil will touch me. Put to shame those who wish me evil. Let no evil disease cleave to my body. I will not be afraid of evil tidings. I will not be visited by evil spirit. I refrain my feet from every evil way so that I might keep your word. Preserve me from all evil, O God. Deliver me from the evil of man. Let people be healed of plagues and evil spirits. I pray that you would keep me from evil. Let evil spirits be cast out. I will not be overcome with evil, but I overcome evil with good. I put on the whole armor of God, that I may stand in the evil day. I cancel all the plans and forces of evil sent against my life and ministry. Let the works of evil be burned by your holy fire. Let men repent of evil and turn to righteousness. Let no evil be established in my life or ministry, but let your righteousness be established. I loose myself from all evildoers and evil soul ties in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you and I bless you. Let your angels ascend and descend upon my life and ministry. Give your angels charge over me and deliver me. Let the angel of the Lord chase the enemy, and let the angel of the Lord persecute the enemy. Lord, I thank you. Let your angels fight for me in the heaven against principalities. Let the angel of your presence save me, O God. Let your angels go before me and make the crooked places straight. Send your angels before me to prosper my way. Lord, hear my voice and send your angels to deliver me. Send your angels to minister unto me. I have come to Zion and an innumerable company of angels. I am an heir of salvation. Send your angels to minister to me, O God. Send your angels to deliver me from the hands of the enemies. Lord, confess me before your holy angels. Send your angels in the night to minister to me. Let your angels meet me as I walk in my destiny. Send your angels to be involved in reaching the lost. Release your angelic army to fight for and defend your church in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray that you'll send your angels to smite the demons that come to destroy me and this ministry in the name of Jesus Christ. I give you the honor and the glory, and I lift you up today, Father, in the name of Jesus. And I thank you once again for this opportunity and this privilege to come into your presence and to exalt your name. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the full fellowship of the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, rest, remain, and abide with you all. I'm your host, Reverend Donald Davis, thanking you for tuning in and reminding you to join me every Sunday and Wednesdays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I pray that these teachings will be a blessing to you and that you'll tell others that we can reach the world for Jesus Christ. God bless you and good night.